Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning. My next guest can be seen on several NFL network television series or shows, including Thursday Night Football, 21st in Prime, NFL Game Day. He is also a Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Major League Baseball player, who's the only athlete to play on both the Super Bowl and the World Series. He's a coach, philanthropist, and father. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Deion Sanders.
Rashawn, baby, we finally on together. I miss you, man.
I'm going to tell you something. This is great for you to say that because Deion's a special person to me, and you know our relationship is unique in itself because he's a natural motivator. That's why this is a relationship. We've been knowing each other about 15 years for sure, and he know I've always been inspired by his natural gifts. Why are you just such a natural motivator, Deion?
Man, I think it's something that I saw as a child. I saw a mother who worked tireless,
yes, sir,
just so ends could see one another because they never met. I saw a father that struggled with drug addiction, mm-hmm, a stepfather that struggled with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an inner city that I was engulfed in, that I lived in, and that I resided in, that was headed nowhere, in no direction.
Mm-hmm.
And something inside of me said, you could take a little bit of this from your mama, you could take a little bit of that from this, you could take a little bit of that, and be whatever you want to be. And no one can stop you. If you focus and put your mind to it, no one can stop you if you don't quit. And that was the formula.
Now, but you know, but you describe a background, an environment where there are nothing but roadblocks in life. But you have this natural, I can win personality, Deion. You know that prime time.
I see things different,
huh?
Rashawn. I see things different. Like I'm a football coach,
right?
And some days it rains,
right?
And the first thing I do, the coaches say, "Well, prime, it may rain today." I say, "What's the percentage?" They say, "Well, it's a 40% chance it's gonna rain." I say, "Well, that means it's a 60% chance it ain't."
Right.
That's
right,
just the
right
way I look at things. I just always look at the positive in everything. The negative is easy to see. It's easy to realize. It's easy to take a stance with it. But the positive is something that people overlook. We always think about what we don't have instead of thinking about what we do.
Because here's the thing about Deion. I don't know. You know, we must be like this moon be circling. Whenever I'm down or something, and I'm one of those guys who stay up all the time. I can always get a text from you. Keep your head up, brother. You know, the blessings are going to come your way. Now, I know you just don't do it for me, but you still take the time to remind your friends there's always a brighter day. That's amazing.
Rashawn, I have a text list of a couple hundred people that they've been getting my texts for over 20 years every morning. Mm-hmm. Between certain hours. Now, I'm off on weekends, but Monday through Friday, they get it. Like for instance, this morning, it said, get yourself together and do what you know you need to do and be what you desire to be. Trim the fat off your life right now. It's holding you back, and you know it. Truth. Just a simple, that's the first thing that hit my spirit when I woke up this morning, and I put it out.
And guess what? And it's received. And the thing about it is that Deion has always known me because I see him as this talented, handsome, articulate, entertaining guy. But he always put family first and kids first. When I say kids, I'm talking about his youth program, his educational program. Because I would tell him, man, let's go to L.A. and do a sitcom. Let's go to L.A. and do a talk show. Let's go to New York. He said, Rashawn, can you do the talk show in one day?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? We've had some real conversations like that, too, man. It's like, Prime, you could do this. Like, okay, but can they shoot it in Dallas?
Yeah.
You know, because
I'm telling you.
You're exactly right. You're not lying. Well, first of all, you don't lie anyway. But by any means, you are telling the truth. Because I understand what's my purpose is tied to my passion.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
If I'm not passionate about it, it cannot be my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And God blesses what I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And some things I want to do, but it ain't me. I would love to do it, but it ain't me. And you got to decipher in your life between what are you really passionate about and God will bless it, or things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like deciding between needs and wants. Once upon a time, I used to go and get whatever I wanted because I had, you know, that type of cash and you could get whatever you wanted. Now it's all about your needs. You still have the resources. I still have the finances to
right.
do it. But now I'm more importantly focused on my needs, not
right.
my
own. Right, right, right. And your family, too, and what they can do and what they
yes.
and the legacy.
Yes.
And that. But I want to tell everybody about that. You know, we laugh about it, but I just want to let everybody know it's something about what's important to not only you, but the people that you impact along the way.
Right.
And that's important to you because, like you said, you know, you've been an incredible baseball player, an incredible football player, an entertainer in the music industry. You acted, you've done all these things, but it all came back to what you can do for the next person. And you have turned
right.
down millions,
right.
my friend. I'm just going to learn about millions of opportunities. Not saying that's negative. Because you felt that there was a better opportunity to change lives.
That's the answer. It's part of my peace. It is part of my purpose ties me to my peace.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm acting in my purpose, now I activate my peace. Perfect example. We had a high school baseball game,
mm-hmm.
and I took most members of the team to this piece of property that I own, a 9-acre lake, acreage. And I'm sitting up there with the guys in a circle.
Yes, sir.
And I'm teaching them about life and property. I say, see, let me tell you something. Somebody could go out there and buy a Rolls Royce Phantom, which is going to be $450, maybe $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Time you drive that car off the lot, it depreciates 30%.
Yes, sir.
And now that's what you're dealing with. Then it's a new car come out next year. People want that. It's a new one. So your car constantly depreciates. Now you could buy this property for the same cost. And not only will it appreciate, but now you get to the point where I'm willing it down to my son.
Right.
Then he's keeping it in the family for his son.
Right.
And it constantly appreciates, and you can enjoy it year after year after year. And just teaching them little things like that that we don't think about and no one teaches us.
And that's a big thing because, you know, I was talking to a gentleman in Houston, and he's doing a documentary on black farmers, how they're losing their land because the younger generation, they see the land, they don't see the value in the land, and they just sell it.
Right.
And so black farmers are losing
yep.
property. But as they always said, God's not making more earth. Okay,
he don't
remember
make
that.
More earth.
He's not making more land.
He don't make more. Well, see, that's why I love you, my brother, because, I mean, and you downplay it because you're a humble person. But the times that I've called you for advice on the next move for a career, I mean, you're looking at it as a person who's been there and done that, a person who is mm-hmm. not just looking at his own come up, but looking at me and saying, okay, for you, this is what's best for you. But we can talk about those type of things because we have that type of relationship.
Right.
When oftentimes men of color or men of status, we never even conversate with each other because we're so busy competing.
That's true.
And that's ignorant.
That's true.
But you've never been that way, and I appreciate you for it.
And can I be? Can I be? And that's why, because a person like you, who I followed your entire career, and before we go to the next break, I want to talk about how did you, because see, branding is a word that's thrown around by everybody. Everybody got a brand. Everybody say they are a brand. But prime time, how did you figure it out? Because, man, you're a legend, dude. You're a legend. I look at the NFL combines. I look at those players call you on Sunday nights on your show. They all know who you are. And that means that you're very relevant to the modern-day player. And a lot of players can't do that. They can't feel how they can just still be themselves and relatable. But prime time, the branding machine, is very relatable. Why?
Well, first and foremost, I think people aren't crazy. And they understand that it's not October and it ain't Halloween. They know who's trick-or-treat nowadays, and they know it's real. They know it's genuine. And they know when I talk to them or when I articulate myself to them, it's no motive. It's nothing behind the curtains that I'm trying to get garnished mm-hmm. from them because mm-hmm. I have means and I have ways. Mm-hmm. But this all started in college, man. I played a position that wasn't handsomely paid. And I forfeited an opportunity to play professional baseball out of high school mm-hmm. because I rolled the dice on myself. That's mm-hmm. something that I don't bet in Vegas, but I'm going to bet on Prime all day long. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go to college and play this football thing because my goal and my dream is to retire my mama for the rest of her life.
Awesome.
And once this agent showed me the finances that a cornerback commands in the NFL, I was upset. I was sad because I started to reflect on the opportunities that I passed out of high school. And then I started thinking about, okay, this type of money that they're paying defensive backs.
Hey, Dia, hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. We're going to have more on how the prime time came about in college on our next break with Deion Sanders.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. You're listening to Money Making Conversations. And before we left, we was talking to my main man, Deion Sanders, and he was telling us about the evolution of prime time. Now, Deion, you were saying that you could have played baseball straight out of high school, pro baseball, but you opted to play mm-hmm. football at the defensive back position for the Florida State. Then you got with your agent, you realized how much money was being made, and the evolution of prime time started to evolve. Talk to us about that.
Well, let me slow it down. It was agents trying to solicit me.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Up until my sophomore year. So
wow.
They knew I was going to be a baseball player as well as a football player. So they were soliciting me
mm-hmm.
early.
Mm-hmm.
And one happened to send me the status of how much defensive backs made in the NFL. And I was alarmed that they were one of the worst paid positions. It really upset me. So I really sat down. Now, you got to understand, in 1985,
mm-hmm.
I came to Florida State with a Firebird with the front license plate that said Primetime. So
right, I know.
That was my nickname out of high school.
Right.
So I already had the moniker.
Mm-hmm.
So now it was just enacting it and really marketing it and saying to myself, you know what? I got to create something that surpasses any defensive back in the game because I got the goods.
Mm-hmm.
So now I gotta give you the drama in the game and the intellect and the savviness and the spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in my dormitory room with a black book and wrote down probably about 25 to 50 quotes that I would say after the game, and I memorized. It was like if I had a great game, they say,
"You're the Muhammad Ali of defensive back."
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm the best thing since peanut butter and jelly, baby. I thought y'all knew. And those things would go national. So now this added attention, and now they were getting much more than just a defensive back. They was getting someone of an entertainer, somewhat of a person who would command people to come see him play, whether they hated them or loved them. And that's what Primetime, the brand, had came, and I just materialized it in my dormitory room in college.
But now, nobody hated you now. I'll tell you something. When it came to returning punts,
opposing teams did.
But they respected
teams.
You. I'm going to just tell you something, man, because everybody wanted you on their team now. It was fear. See, I'm just when I used to watch you, because I'm from Texas, and I'm just watching this guy just doing some things that I had never seen before with style, with articulation, you know, and the thing, when did the high step, you know, going in the end zone with the touchdown, when did that come about? What was the evolution of
that? Man, that was 7 years old, playing for the Fort Myers Rebels in Fort Myers, Florida, man. That mean, you know, that's what Walter Payton did when he was in the pros, and we grew up watching him, but that's the things that we emulated. Then we got in the end zone, and we did the Billy White Shoes Johnson way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we danced because it was a happy time in life and a happy moment, and we knew that. And no one in my family matriculated to college, man. No one went to college.
Right.
That wasn't even a thought.
Right.
So being the first and being someone that said, you know, I'm going to get out of here, because the only thing was getting us out was the armed forces or Job Corps. That's the only thing. Or jail. That's what people was leaving to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it tripped me out. Someone was getting ready to go to prison for 20 years, and they throwing them a party in the crib. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all, man? He ain't going to jail. That's nothing
mm-hmm.
to celebrate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that just, all that kind of stuff just changed my life. It just changed my whole thought process that I got to get up out of here.
Now,
I had focus.
Now, you're a legend in so many ways. First of all, the 42nd time at the NFL Combine. You know, I know John Ross supposedly broke your record, but guess what? Whatever. Okay. You were able to run that fast and become a Hall of Famer. Now, the thing I love about you is that you talked about Billy White Shoes Johnson. I knew the little chicken wing leg. But players are still doing the prime time stroll in the end zone. See, that's what I know why you're still relevant, because the players still understand that they can communicate with you, and it shows every time at the NFL Combine. Like this, every time a player came over you, whether it was white or black, they knew they could relax and talk, like I would say, real to Deion. Is that correct?
That's correct, because I'm there to give them, to give to them, to support them, to encourage them. And a lot of players that I'm fond of that I meet for the first time, I
right.
give them myself. Man, if you got a problem, man, call me, man. Call me before the house catch on fire, man. I want you to call me when you think you smell smoke so I can help you get up out of there.
Yeah, you said
and
that. You said that.
Things. Yeah. I just love these kids, man, and I don't want them to make the same mistakes I made, because there was no communication or conversation. Because when you reach that level, no one wants to help you. No one wants to talk to you. And then you can't turn to your family members. They ain't never been nowhere.
Right.
I mean, how you going to tell me about how to balance this checkbook and how to understand what I need to purchase and what I don't need to purchase? And you ain't never had none. It was no one to talk to in your family, because you're supporting the entire family and friends.
Now, that goes back to what I was saying is that you have to have a supporting group around you that not only believes
yeah.
in your brand, but that you can trust. How did you come about developing that strong support base that protects you but also advises you, but also to challenge you.
Well, foolish mistakes. Mm-hmm. I made some idiotic mistake, mm-hmm. and you learn from trial and error.
Yes, sir.
I had a gentleman that blessed me that passed away a few years ago named Eugene Parker, African-American agent.
Oh, yes.
One of the powerhouse agents in the game. And Eugene and I met when I was still in college, and he oversaw my entire career. He was always saved, always went home to his wife, always was a man of God, always a good person. And he allowed me to develop into what I am now. But he never pushed me, never shoved me, because he knew it would have been too premature. So he let me get a lot of things out of my system, but also he would guide me. The thing about a cut man in the corner and a coach in the corner in a boxing match, he's telling you left, right, left, right. But when you get hit, all that stuff throws you off. And I was hit a few times, mm-hmm. you know, by some nonsense that I didn't expect.
Right.
But he was always there telling me what was right and what was wrong. So I really had no catastrophic ignorance in my life. I had some bull junk that I can't control, like divorces right. and all that mm-hmm. kind of mess. Right. We that's just being a man
right. mm-hmm.
and foolish living. But altogether, I kind of kept it on the road.
I want to, before we get off the road, I want to talk about Prime 5. That's a $21 million fundraising initiative that was supported. Well, tell us more about that.
Yeah,
that's in the
man.
Dallas residents. For Dallas
I
residents.
I absolutely love it, man. Man, you got to understand, man, poverty is running rapid in our inner cities, man. And we got to have comprehensive, individualized solutions, man. And I constructed this thing called Prime 5 with the Koch family, the Koch Network. It's called Stand Together. That's who oversees it. Mm. It's organizations, man, that tackle poverty from different angles. We deal with chronic unemployment, family breakdown, addiction and trauma, personal debt, educational failure. And these type of things run rapid in our inner cities, man. And I've got a collective group. We're raising $21 million. We're already over halfway there. And we're funding different groups around the inner city that's been doing it for years. We're just giving them the resources, the structure, the mentors, and everything so they can have a scalable impact on society in these inner cities. And we're tackling the poverty at every angle, man. We're going to do it. We're doing well. I love what we're doing. I love to see the smiles on the people's faces. I love being able to do something for someone that cannot even reciprocate the gesture. That's who I am, Rashawn. You know that. And I love the life I live, and I live the life I love.
And that's why I love about the whole bringing you on the show, because people need to see so many layers and so many layers of individual like you as an entertainer. You know, and you're so relevant and you're so current. But I just look, Prime 5 is who he is. And I'm just telling you guys
is that
he knows me. Every couple of years I go, hey, Deion, let's go do a television show. He go, Rashawn, where y'all going to tape the show at? And Dallas is your home, and you're giving back. And I'm going to keep coming because you want these endless people. Endless people.
I'm ready, Rashawn. Let's do it. I'm ready, man.
I know.
And I want to touch
so many
people.
He can cook.
Let's do it.
He can dance. He can rap. He has an endless, one of those black don't crack people.
You need to stop putting all that old good looking food on social media, man. I'm trying to stay fine. I'm trying to stay fit. And every time I look at one of those pictures that you have cooked up something, Betty Crocker ain't got nothing on you. You got to stop, man.
I'm going to tell you something, Dion. This is what we're going to do, man. This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go to the NFL Network. Me and you going to do a cooking and baking show. Let's go to the NFL Network. Because all these football players can cook and bake, and we're going to go from city to city and tape a show. Me and you hosting, brother. You're going to be cooking and barbecue, and I'm going to be baking. That's what we're going to do for NFL Network.
I'm going to be eating everything you cook. How about that? How about we just do that?
We're going to do it up. Hey, Deion, thank you for coming on the show, man. Hey, brother, you know how I feel about you, man. The one of the all-time greats, Deion Sanders.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.